verse 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Wow. You think we might have something to hear from Jesus in this season of political campaigning? My kingdom is not of this world. Almost call it a target-rich environment. My kingdom is not of this world, he says. Oh, and by the way, talk about speaking truth to power. There he stands before the representative of one of the greatest empires in the history of the world, who, by the way, has some questions, who, by the way, was warned by his wife because she was warned in a dream, and who, by the way, asks and probes until it finally gets down to the very basic question, what is truth? So, Pilate is there representing the great Roman Empire. Nice work if you can get it. Because he carried, held, was entrusted with vast power. Never mind the niggling little problems that flare up around the empire. Never mind the touchy situation in Jerusalem. These were only isolated spots of trouble. Said Pilate, and just about every other commander and governor everywhere else in the empire, because that seems to be the way of empires, and every other form of worldly power. But, oh well, that's just how things are. Now, where were we? Oh yes, this troublesome prisoner, this nobody that the squabbling Jews were all upset about. Now, what is it with this Jesus of Nazareth? Does he claim to be a king? My kingdom is not of this world. What other kind of kingdom is there? Why, you look at a map of the world and the only thing you see is kingdoms with armies and borders and clearly defined power. So in the eyes of everyone involved in kingdoms and running empires, this whole idea of my kingdom is not of this world is laughable. Except that this prisoner has more to say. For this reason, I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. You ever seen that ad? I don't know exactly what it is from or who put it out. It's an ad from a group that will go up to an unsuspecting person. And what they will do is they will offer them free of charge a trip around the world, all expenses paid. Only thing is, you have to leave right now. And by right now, we mean this minute, right now. Would you go? Would you go? Don't think so. Would you go? You wouldn't. Wow. Okay. So, this is kind of what Pilate is going through. There he is, minding his own business, doing the job of a governor, killing and maiming anybody who got in the way of the Romans. And along comes this carpenter. Right in the middle of his work, Jesus calls him away from the whole pattern of life that he is in and invites him to live for all eternity. Would you go? Because you see, that's what happens when he comes to us. Would you go? Would you follow? There is a kingdom. There is a King of Kings. There is a Lord over all lords, ruler of all history, able to govern every life and every part of life. And Pilate, here he is. What will you make of him? There is such a thing as truth, Pilate. And he, by the way, is standing there, truth in the flesh. The only thing is, he doesn't show up the way you'd expect him to. He comes to stand trial. He comes to confront you with the question, what will you make of Jesus? Isn't that the strangest thing? He insists on being judged. There's a reason for this, and it has something to do with the nature of kingdoms. That every one of them will fall and fall apart and fail, and if you are putting your hopes in any of them, they will someday collapse right out from under you, except for one. This kingdom whose king is standing there in front of you, Pilate, who is evangelizing you, who is inviting you to belong to his kingdom, this kingdom is different. This kingdom is different because this Jesus is gathering his kingdom together out of all of the other kingdoms of the world. Out of all of the kingdoms doomed to fail, he is gathering his people. There's a strangeness in how God runs his kingdom. It's a strange kingdom when the king stands trial and is judged guilty and deserving of death because he claims to be the king. It's a strange kingdom where the king wears a crown of thorns and seeks to conquer by being beaten and carrying a cross and being crucified. But that is exactly the way God wishes to run his kingdom. It's not temporal power that he seeks, but souls brought to faith and eternal life through knowing him. So here's the picture. Jesus stands there before Pilate. The judge is being judged. The innocent is claiming for himself the sins of his accusers. The prisoner who is actually right then ruling over the proceedings. The Almighty is setting aside power and ready to rescue the helpless who think that they have power. And again, that is the way God wishes to run his kingdom. Not for temporal power, but for souls. Souls brought into eternal life through knowing him. No matter what else happens in Pilate's life, this one event is one he cannot escape. He's come face to face with Jesus, and he has had to answer the question, what will you make of Jesus? as we do. He is my Savior and my Lord. And now in the whole business of truth to power, strangely enough, the statement that Jesus Christ is King is not ultimate truth. Ultimate truth is truth that you can't go beyond, truth that you cannot expand on. Yes, Jesus Christ is King, but what's more is Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And even that is not the ultimate truth. Because along comes Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He lives for all eternity. And even that is not the ultimate truth. Because in this whole business of speaking truth to power, he must come and speak his truth to the power of death. Who will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body, says Paul. The ultimate truth is spoken over our bodies to command that we must rise and live forever with him. And that is when the final truth is spoken. Speaking truth to power. Truth to the power of the grave, truth to the power of our mortality, and truth to the power of sin, and breaking every one of those powers. So for Jesus to evangelize Pilate, who represents only an earthly empire and power, that's the stuff of the gospel, isn't it? In Jesus' name, amen.